In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the Gospel today, I think the most startling words are, "According to your faith, be it unto you." When I hear these words, and they're said in other places in the Gospel as well, I shudder a little, because I wonder, would my faith be enough? Do you wonder that? Do you wonder if this criterion, if applied to you, would mean that you get what is needful for you, that the things that are your heart's desires would be granted unto you, that God would hear your prayer, according to your faith be it unto you? That's always true. It's true for every one of us. So whether or not you think of it or not, God answers our prayers, helps us, heals us according to our faith. Now, that begs the question, what is faith? There's a definition of it in the Scripture, but that really is not too helpful. The examples of people in the Scripture are better for seeing faith. The centurion was, the Lord said that he had not seen faith as great as he is, no, not in all of Israel. We see his humility, his understanding of authority. The woman with the issue of blood had faith, and he said, "Be it unto you according to your faith. By faith hath healed thee." And these two blind men, "According to your faith, be it unto you." What is faith? Well, the gospel reading and the epistle reading are matched together by some mysterious wisdom of the Holy Spirit. And so when we read this gospel, we also read from St. Paul's letter to the Romans. And at the very beginning of that reading, it says, "We then who are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves." There is faith. Faith is to bear the weaknesses of those who are weak. Faith is to be strong. Faith is to not please ourselves. Faith, therefore, as Paul goes on, is to be like Christ. He says, "Let every one of us please our neighbor for his good to edification." Why? He answers the question. "For even Christ pleased not himself." This is faith, brothers and sisters. This is the answer. Do you have things in your life that you are troubled by? Well, since you're breathing, I would say yes. Since you're human, absolutely. There are things that trouble you. Perhaps relationships, a person that is not doing well, perhaps your own sins. And you want answers and you want help. So we're like the blind man or like any of the others in the Scriptures that had ills. We go to the Lord and say, "Lord, save me." Well, he will look and see if you have faith. That faith is if you are becoming like him. Now, the greatest commandment is to love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, and mind. But the second one, which is like it, is the one in which you learn to love God. Since the apostle says, "How can we say we love God whom we have not seen if we do not love our neighbor, or if we hate our neighbor whom we have seen?" So, you learn to love your neighbor, and in so doing, you love God. And you fulfill the greatest commandment. So, self-centeredness will always lead to unhappiness. If you try to please yourself, you'll never be pleased. Now, people think they'll be pleased. We live in a culture of pleasure, where people pursue pleasure of all kinds, and the government even pays for pleasure and endorses it. But that doesn't bring happiness. That brings emptiness. If you pursue your own pleasure, you will never be happy. But if you pursue to edify others, then there is faith working in you. And faith will have its good work, and you will become complete, not lacking anything, full of God, and therefore full of wisdom, full of knowledge, full of happiness. That is faith working in you. Try this. When you're really troubled by something, when something makes you depressed, when something makes you despondent, when something has you out of sorts, think of others. Pray for others. Instead of saying, God, help me, or God, why is this happening to me? Pray for others and reach out to others, especially the ones that are difficult for you. Those are the best ones to reach out to. And when you do this and stop being self-centered, looking out towards others, God does his work in you. And you are opened up to be able to withhold the grace of God that is pouring down upon us right now. This is the key. All of us are evaluated according to our faith. Faith is not what you believe. The devils believe. It cannot be what you believe. It has to be what you do based upon your belief. We live in a self-centered age. And this kills the soul. Now, there are obvious examples of people who are very self-centered who really are suffering spiritually. But where are the less obvious examples? Each one of us, if we were honest, when we look at ourselves in the spiritual mirror, would see a person who's self-centered, who thinks of himself more than others. And because of that, we're unhappy. Happiness can only be had if God is in the soul, if God fills the soul with light. And God will only fill the soul with light when we make room for him. And the way you make room for him is acting like him. Now, later on in the epistle, St. Paul gives a benediction. Now may the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Jesus Christ, that ye may be of one mind and one mouth and glorify God. You know what that means? Like-minded towards one another does not mean that you and another agree. It has nothing to do with that whatsoever. You are to be like-minded with an atheist, with a one who hates, with the fornicator, with the unbeliever, with the lazy, with the indolent. How are you to be like-minded with them? You are to be like-minded according to Jesus Christ, because the Lord loves them all equally. No one greater than another, since he is no respecter of persons. So if you are to be like-minded according to Christ, then there is great faith in you. And then you can be bold in prayer. You can insist with God. In fact, one of the fathers, a modern father, says we should argue with God. We should say, God, it must be this way. And you should pursue God. He wants you to. But you can only do that if you have faith. And that faith is to become like him. Then you're bold. Humble, but bold. Those two things exist together. In fact, the most humble person is the boldest. And he's the one who argues with God and says, oh Lord, help this one. That boldness comes from being like God. Just recently, I have a confession. I was praying for something that really matters to me, and I found my thoughts were scattered, and I found that I didn't feel any power at all. I was praying to the Lord Jesus Christ, but I felt wholly inadequate to address him, feeling powerless, feeling like my words were those of a liar. Not those of a man with faith. That's because I'm still self-centered. I don't always think of others. I think of myself quite a bit. Now, it's subtle when you think of yourself. For most of us, it's subtle. People who just abuse other people, of course, it's quite obvious that they are narcissists and only care for themselves. But we who have some faith in God, our narcissism, our self-centeredness is much more subtle. But it still affects us deeply, and it weakens our faith. So that when we pray, we don't feel God comforting us. It should happen. When you feel God, you should feel God when you pray. You should feel comforted. St. Paul calls God the God of patience and consolation. That consolation will come if you are like him. Because you cannot understand him unless you're like him. You can't understand his language. His language is spiritual, not carnal at all. And the spiritually minded people understand spiritual things. Carnally minded people do not understand spiritual things. And uppermost in carnally minded people's lives is to care for themselves more than others. And do not bear the infirmities of the weak, because they themselves are weak. If you're weak, you can't bear the infirmities of the weak. We are all called to be strong, every single one of us. Not just bishops, not just saints, not just priests, not just monks or nuns. Every single one of you is called to bear the infirmities of the weak. Without exception. Every single one of you is called to love your neighbor as yourself. And in so doing, to love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. We see the key to faith in St. Paul's epistle today. We have to become like Christ. If we do, then when the Lord says, according to your faith, let it be unto you, then we will get the things that are nearest and dearest to our heart. May God help you to live with faith. Amen.